Oh man, oh man, are we back in the building? Live Hockey's back in the building. Your favorite anime commentary podcast is back in the building. What's going on, everybody? And welcome, welcome, welcome back to another edition, another installment, a new episode of your favorite anime commentary podcast. The Black Hockey Podcast is back, and we are back with another one. Super excited to be back, guys. Super excited to be back. We're here. I'm super excited for that. So listen, there are some things that we definitely have to get into when it comes to One Piece, when it comes to Demon Slayer, when it comes to Jujutsu Kaisen. Did y'all hear that the manga is done? After the couple chapters that it's coming, right? That after the couple chapters that's going to be written in the next couple weeks, Jujutsu Kaisen's done. So we're going to get into that. But first, I want to say thank you guys for always listening, subscribing to the Epic Echo Productions. Follow Epic Echo Productions for more Black Hockey updates. We appreciate y'all for watching us, listening to us wherever you listen to podcasts. Thank y'all so much. So let's not even waste any time. Let's get right into the show because I'm excited. I'm hot. You feel what I'm saying? Jesus Christ. But listen, we're here. All right, One Piece breakdown. Let's get right into it. So we have to talk because One Piece literally has been having a way with me all year, right? And disclaimer, we do not discriminate. If you sit here and you watch the manga, you read the manga, you watch the anime or you read the manga, if you do more towards one than you do the other, it's none of that here, right? So a little bit of disclaimers and spoilers. I'm sorry, spoilers for both the anime and the manga if you don't read or watch both, right? So just some spoiler alerts. Now, let's get into some of the anime because the anime has been phenomenal. Let's talk about Garp for 1 second. There has to be some discussion about Garp really quick. At 78 years old, and let's say 78 years young, right? Garp went to a whole pirate island that is ran by one of the four emperors in Blackbeard, aka Kurohige, right? You then go up against your former pupil, right? And former admiral in Kuzan Aokiji, right? Who is Ice Man, right? Frozone. You understand what I'm saying? You lose, quote unquote, right? We're going to put that in quotes, right? You lose, in a sense, because you're protecting, saving, and helping, right? But in all actuality, to me, you won. Here's the thing. If we read the manga, we already know that Garp got stabbed by Siryu trying to protect Kobe, right? We also know that that stab wound really didn't do nothing because he clocked Aokiji's head in a flash and then took out old Stone Dude who was about to crush the Marine ship in which Kobe sat here and hit an honesty impact and destroyed the hand, right? Now, of course, the manga is just pages. It's not going to give justice to the level of power that Garp has. Now, we understand, and maybe we don't understand, that the Monkey D. lineage is strong. Right, we don't know much about Monkey D. Kong, who was Garp's father. Right, we don't know much about him, but when we seen him, we seen that man looked cocky as hell. Got the same neck as Garp, right? Strong neck, strong upper body. And here's the thing: Garp used a galaxy impact, as you can see right here, through the panels, through this nice picture. He used a galaxy impact. Now, this is where hockey has to come into play. And we know there's different types of hockey, and even there's levels to supreme or even low tier Conqueror's hockey. There's levels to this shit, right? Garb showed us that there is truly levels to not only strength and hockey, but how it is trained and how it is morphed into a weapon. For Garb not to have any devil fruit, none whatsoever, for him at 78 years young to sit here and coop to burst his ship across the fucking water and jump off that bitch with a Conqueror's hockey in engulfed punch, because all he did was some advanced armament, Conqueror's hockey, and sat here and blasted that fucking town to bits. No lava, no ice, no lasers, no nothing. No devil fruit. None of that shit. So when we say Garp is different, Garp is different. So that also leads me to what I was going to say about Dragon and hell, about Luffy. Because no wonder Luffy is so fucking strong, even though he's the size of a fucking prick, the size of a fucking twig. When I think about Dragon, I'm thinking about young Garp, a person who has immense power, immense talant, and immense power, and, by the way, possibly has a devil fruit. So that now adds to what we have going on here in this pot of gumbo of Monkey D. Dragon. Because if you can tell me he even has a freak, like if he's even on par with a Prime Garp, which that could be hard because a Prime Garp was the rival of Goldie Roger, then you're telling me that Dragon is one damn near emperor past emperor level. You understand what I'm saying? Garp showed us, I ain't never too old to beat your ass. I'm still that nigga, and we still have more to see with Garp. We saw how Garp shut down Aokiji just with the blue hole. Pause. Right? Grabbed that man's face and threw him like it was nothing. Talking about, yeah, I'm going to try to freeze your arm. Freeze my... Get out of here, big dog. Get out of here, big dog. Like, you're not it. So Garp is him. We have to understand that Garp is him. Now, I believe Garp is still alive, but Garp is him. Garp is definitely him. I have to also say this. Shanks did not come to play with none of you mother suckies. Shanks is that guy. Do you hear what I'm saying? I don't think y'all heard me. Shanks is also him. Okay? Shanks is also him. No, that's not the picture I needed. Shanks is also him. And when we talk about Shanks and how he demolished Kid. Demolished him. Threw that man. I mean, look at the picture we just put up. If you're watching us right now. Demolished him with I believe a light divine departure. Light. Something on the light side. Something quick, fast, and in a hurry. Light. Very light. So light that it blew up damn near your whole ship. Now, I did have my boys Broggy and Dory, you know, cut that bitch in half and y'all done. But I did the damage already. You're done. Where you gonna go? I fucked you up with not just one attack. not a slash attack, an impact type of attack that turned into a slash attack. Because if you saw it correctly, it cut his the thing that holds his flag. It cut it right in half. What did Kidd think he was going to do? What did Kidd think was going to happen? And see, all the Kidd fans out there literally were coming at my head when I said what I said about Kidd, that he is trash.
Trash!
You are a conqueror. Or at least that is what Oda has told us. You are a conqueror. You're supposed to have conqueror's hockey. That is literally what it's told. And you can't even access that part of you. You know how many conquerors can access that part? And they're about your age? About three or four of them. Maybe more. You run up on the Emperor of Emperors. And you thought what? Did you forget that Ben Beckman shot off your arm? It wasn't Shanks that fucked you up the first time. It was his vice captain, his first mate, that sat here and said, get your ass on somewhere, little boy. And you came again. Now, credit to you. Shanks did have the foresight to see, like, oh, this nigga is that shit. 3 billion berries. Listen now. He got that little cannon. He can fuck some shit up. I'm not lying. Now, I'm not saying Kidd can't fuck shit up. I think Kidd is just a little too impulsive. I think he was a little bit too big for his britches. Got a little bit too beside himself. You understand what I'm saying? And see, Shanks just had to put him down real quick and say, and Shanks asked him before, hey, do you just want to give me the Poneglyphs or do you really want to make this hard? Because you can just give me the shits and we can go. Now, of course, as Kidd being Kidd, he's not going to do that, of course. But also Kidd being Kidd, you should have let that slide. Because there was no reason for you to put your crew in that danger. Again, this is a man just like Garp who has no devil fruit powers. And can fuck you up with nothing but his skill and his hockey. That's it. He has observation hockey that can see 10, 20, maybe an hour into the future. I believe it's 10 minutes, but y'all correct me. Officially, I think it's 10 minutes, but y'all correct me. He can see a long way. He saw what you were going to do before you did it. And corrected you when need to. So what do I think happens to Kidd now that we are getting into the Elbath arc, right? Because now Egghead is over. Egghead is done. We got the giant robot sitting here releasing Joy Boy's hockey, which then nullifies everybody. And when we say everybody, that means everybody in Egghead. Marines. The only people that didn't get knocked out by Joy Boy's hockey was, I believe, the ones who did not get hit by Joy Boy's hockey were the Seraphim, right? They were the only ones. But everybody on that island got hit by that hockey blast. An immense hockey blast that made Emu himself shake and fall to the ground and say, Joy Boy. Giant robot is getting fucked up by the five elders in they animal forms and shit. And he snaps this rope and hockey releases. The whole world feels this shit. All the Marines, vice admirals, everybody. Hockey is so immense, it pushes the four elders back. Now, the question was, why is Saint Saturn still there? Well, Saint Saturn is still there because Saint Saturn was the one to actually go with Kizaru. So, no, he didn't get, he's the one to, he was the one that summoned all four of them. Y'all get what I'm saying? They can't come unless one of them is there to summon them. Saturn was the one to actually travel there, see what was going on, attack when need be, summon the other elders. And then the other elders went back to Marijuwa because they were summoned in that way. You understand what I'm saying? So, Joy Boy's Haki saves the Straw Hats, basically. We also see that Vegapunk wants the Straw Hats to find the One Piece. Vegapunk, in turn, Stella, the old man, is dead. But is he, though? Because through the next two chapters, we get some breakdowns in which we understand that old man Vegapunk, Shaka, and Edison know what the fuck is going on. And I should have known, knowing that this man is the smartest man in the fucking One Piece series, that he knew before they knew. He knew that Lilith, or I'm sorry, old girl, big girl, was going to betray them. He knew before any of that. He put precautionary measures in place before, and I should have known. He erased their memories. All three of them erased their memories of what they were, that what they did, how they did it, how they were going to save everything. Crazy part, right? Crazy, crazy. So now we're leaving now. And now you get this beautiful artwork panel, right? I think one of my favorite panels by Oda, period, when it comes to One Piece. This conversation between Kizaru and, I believe it's this picture. Is it this one? Yes. It's the conversation between Kizaru and Akainu, because everybody's knocked out, right? Everybody's knocked out. Egghead is fucked up. It's burning. It's done. It's damn near destroyed. All of the Marines, vice admirals, captains, rear admiral, everybody is knocked the fuck out, foaming at the mouth. And Kizaru was the only one there talking to Akainu. And Akainu was sitting there like, well, what the fuck is going on? What the fuck is happening? What are you doing? Why are you sitting on your ass, Kizaru? Being Sakazuki, right? Being Akainu. And Kizaru asked him one question. He said, listen, have you ever killed your best friend, Sakazuki? And Sakazuki doesn't say anything. He said, hmm. And you got to think about what it makes me think about is, because somebody else had to kill their best friend. Or somebody else had to do something with it. I can't think of it right now. But it really made me think, like, also, Akainu does not have a heart. And if he does, then his heart is very, very cold. And it's so crazy because I'm like, it's so ironic because you have you're the lava boy, the lava man, but your heart is super cold. You don't even know what Kizaru's been through. You don't even know his backstory. And as we got through basically the whole Egghead chapter, we got to see Kizaru in a different form. We got to see his backstory and how him and Vegapunk became best friends, how him and Santomaru became close, and how he even became close with Kuma and Bonnie to a degree. But because he's a Marine and because he's an Admiral, he can't sit here and say, I love you, friend. I'm going to protect you, friend. I have a duty to do. And one of the five, I'm traveling with one of the five elders. I can't sit here and put my friendship over my job. I have to kill you. And that is exactly what he did. He put a laser beam right through Vegapunk, right through Stella. And so in this chapter, in this panel, you see that Kizaru was just yelling at him like, yo, stop barking at me and come see for yourself what the fuck is going on since you just sitting in your fucking office. Barking orders, rough, 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 nigga. I'm sitting here trying to take all of this fucking shit in because, again, we just lost to the fucking Straw Hats. Do you get it? We just lost to the Straw Hats. Okay? We just lost. So leave me the fuck alone. Let me fucking soak in this really quick. And let me get this shit together. And as you know, Sakazuki's like, well, listen, just don't talk to me like that. Like, ever again. You feel me? Because what is Akainu going to say? Right? What is Akainu going to say to Kizaru? Kizaru's a little bit older than him. He's a little bit more mature than him. I believe Kizaru could have been Fleet Admiral. I believe Kizaru could have been Fleet Admiral. But I don't believe Kizaru wanted that type of level of, you know what I'm saying. Like, you know, Admiral's cool, I'll do that, but I don't want that. So, you know, all through the chapters we get Lilith waking up and she's talking to Luffy, and Luffy's kind of down because he felt like he didn't complete his mission. But Lilith tells him, honestly, everybody's still alive. You did complete your mission. And now they're off to Elbath. Elbath is the next place. Now there's a mysterious man, and we do get a break in this chapter. So there's a mysterious man waiting for them, possibly. A lot speculate Shinki, the Golden Lion, right, from the movie. That's a good hunch. I don't personally know, so I can't tell y'all who, but Shinki could be a good hunch. And if it is, I wonder if Kid is found. Because I don't think Kid is dead. I think he's just badly injured. Very much so. So, yeah. I think these next couple chapters, especially going into Elbath, is going to be amazing. Seeing how the giants live, seeing how they power, just seeing how their power is on a different level in their, you know, environment. That's going to be dope. And this is the new world. So I'm very excited to see what happens with One Piece. So that's our One Piece breakdown. If you have anything that you want us to talk about, let us know in the comments below. All right. So JJK breakdown really, really quick. So as we know, the JJK manga is leaving us, right? So, you know, after the next few chapters, the JJK manga will be done. Now, I don't know if that means that the JJK anime is coming back soon. I do know that season 3 is in production, but I don't know, just because it is in production, I don't know if it's coming back or will it even renew for season 4. However, what we do know is that the manga is, you know, going just out of here in the next few weeks. So what we're getting right now is we're getting Sukuna and Yuji going forward. You know what I'm saying? Yuji hitting his domain, you know, Sukuna and him going at it, da 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 da. And this new chapter in 267, which really kind of intrigued me. I find it very interesting that Nobara, the girl who's basically the Sakura of the group, is pretty much alive. She's back. I'm sorry, that's Imu and them. She's back. She is alive and well. She has an eye patch on her eye, right? And they want her to use resonance to kind of help them stop Sukuna. And which helps, you know, him to stop his domain, or expanding his domain, and really just stopping the flow of his cursed energy, which then in turn has Yuji do, you know, a Black Flash out of nowhere, which then we see, I believe there is a break in the chop next week, but that's when we see kind of the tides turning with Sukuna versus Yuji and everything like that. We know Yuji can use Black Flash on command now, right? So it's not even a problem. But Yuji really has been taking it to Sukuna for the last couple chapters, really showing his versatility and how much he's learned, how much he can learn on the fly, right? And how much cursed energy he's burnt. Like, he's burnt through probably a lot of cursed energy. His reserves, I don't know where all this cursed energy is coming from. Real talk. You understand what I'm saying? From domain expansions to Black Flashes to everything under the sun, he's been going really after Sukuna and really trying to get Fushiguro out, you know what I'm saying, out of kind of Sukuna's little deep dark hole that he's in. You understand what I'm saying? And so I'm very excited to see these next couple chapters to see if all three of them, you know, like a Naruto combo, kind of come and just destroy Sukuna maybe from the inside out, not kind of from the outside in. You understand what I'm saying? And I hope Fushiguro fights back in the next chapter from the inside out, right? Kind of helps Yuji do, you know, fight, you know, and help Nobara fight this man, because Sukuna has been KOing everybody. And I was so sick, that Sukuna fucked up Maki. You understand what I'm saying? Like, Maki was one of my favorite people. And I was so mad when he fucked up Maki. But one of the things that I definitely have to say to y'all, I know, Kat, my girlfriend said that nigga Gojo is dead. And she's not wrong. Exactly. To the people that hyped us up with this Yuta Gojo switch when Gojo died and shit like that, don't sit here and give us that and Yuta immediately falls to the ground. Like, I mean, Yuta took Gojo body and immediately it was over. It was just like, damn, we didn't even get him for like 2-3 chapters. Like, what are we talking? It wasn't even a fight, bro. It was like a build up, like, we're getting it back. But no, it wasn't even that. And I'm like, ugh. Because now you're going in the Naruto direction, you know. And I told her Gojo had to be a martyr. He's not coming back. Gojo's not coming back. He had to be a martyr. Now, I didn't want him to be a martyr, to be honest with you. I didn't want him to be a martyr. But I guess he was a martyr nonetheless. So, yeah, that's our JJK breakdown just a little bit. Again, JJK is leaving, so I'm kind of sick about it. You understand what I'm saying? But I am ready for the anime to return, because those fights, that Sukuna and Gojo fight, a lot of these fights that's coming up in the next chapter, from, like, you know, the I don't want to call it the calling game, but basically something like that. It's gonna be dope. Like, especially you get to see Yuta and Yuji and Fushiguro all working together and shit like that. And that's where you get to see Yuta in his kind of prime form outside of Jujutsu Kaisen Zero. You feel me? We get to see a grown up Yuta with Rika. You feel me? So that's gonna be dope. All right, so lastly but not least, I want to get into my Demon Slayer breakdown. I did watch a lot of that during the summer as well. So let me talk about the Hashira arc really quick. I believe this is it, right? So let me talk about the Hashira arc really quick. The Hashira arc was a good arc. Wasn't a great arc, but it was a good arc, right? Showed how the Hashira are powerful in their own dynamic ways. Showed how each of them use their power to kind of be the pillar for what the head of the house needed. You understand what I'm saying, my mans, right? Those last few episodes, that last episode where Muzan comes in and walks in like fucking Michael Jackson and starts talking to my mans and everything like that. And my mans has his wife right there. Now, that's when I felt like shit was about to get greasy. Right? Now, again, from Tanjiro pushing the boulder to Inosuke pushing the boulder to them to Tanjiro fighting Snake Dude to we seeing Water Dude versus Wind Hashira going at it and stuff like that. It was all phenomenal. But that last episode, though, Muzan walks in like Michael. And I mean, my mans who's on his deathbed is just like, I'm glad you came, my nigga. Blows up the damn thing. Has a conversation with him. Blows him and his whole family up. The whole house goes, right? Muzan like, oh, this nigga crazy. Oh, this nigga more crazier than me, right? So then Muzan's old girl, old Tamayo, comes in and is like, oh, I got you now. Hey, yo, Gilmay, come get this nigga. And as we see in this panel right here, literally, Gilmay is trying to fuck this nigga up, right? Now, he's the strongest Hashira. He's a stone Hashira. And as we know, he ain't to be played with. Going into that, we see all the Hashira, you know, kind of uniting, using their forms to try to kill him in one swipe. That doesn't happen, of course, because now everybody's dropped into the Muzan, the Infinity Castle, right? And now that is where we're going. And from what I've heard, this will be a trilogy movie series. So hopefully in the first movie, we get Zenitsu and his brother, right, going at it. We get Kokushibo versus the Stone Wind, Miss Hashira, right? And then at that last one, we get, you know, just the ending. You understand what I'm saying? Again, the graphics looked amazing when it came to kind of Muzan and Gilmay fighting for a minute. It looked great. Again, maybe like a 7, 8 out of 10. I'm really excited for the movies, though. The movies are going to be great because that's where the action's going to be. I know, and I think a lot of people were looking probably for action in this one. This one was less action, more learning. The next one is probably going to be all action. All action. It's sword fight. I read the manga. Trust me. Trust me. If they animate this shit like I believe they will, my God, today, it's going to be fire. It's going to be fuego. So shout out to Demon Slayer. I'm ready for you. You feel what I'm saying? It's going to be lit. That thing going to be lit. I'm telling you, it's a lot of fights that's coming that's going to be lit, right? They had a picture up, right, of all the fights that could get animated that's going to be lit when they get animated, right? And one of them was the Stone Hashira, Mist Hashira, Wind Hashira, and the Wind Hashira brother versus Kokushibo, who is the Upper Moon Demon One. You feel what I'm saying? Who is the Moon Hashira, in a sense, right? He's the Moon Breather. 16 forms. My God today. All right, y'all. Listen, I love y'all. Thank y'all for kicking it with me today. You feel me? First of all, I want to give yourselves a hand clap of praise real quick. Give yourselves a hand clap of praise real quick. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I thank y'all for tapping in with me. Make sure that y'all like, comment, subscribe wherever y'all listen to the podcast. Again, be sure to follow us on social medias, Epic Echo Productions, for more Black Hockey updates and content. And we love y'all. We thank y'all. And, of course, this has been another one. Yes, sir. Again, follow us on all social media platforms at Epic Echo Pro. You can watch this video on YouTube, and if you want to watch this early and watch other bonus content that will be coming, trust me, it will be coming, that will be coming to our Patreon. Check out our Patreon right now, Epic Echo Productions. Right now, $3 a month, that's all we ask, $3 a month, which will help us continue to put out this great content and support the network as well. All right, we love y'all, we thank y'all, and again, stay easy, be breezy, and we'll see y'all back on the next one. Peace.